Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today. More with Jack Ward as we talk about genetic engineering for beef cattle and more in just a moment. Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. Get protected with Altacid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altacid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altacid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
A farmer's hands deserve a hand. These are the hands that hold the soil, sow the seeds, that build, fix, and mend as they firmly grip the wheel of the entire operation. At BASF, we ensure your hands also hold the rewards of your work with smart farming technology and digital tools like GrowSmart Advantage to help every acre perform at its peak. So at season's end, we can all put our hands together for a farmer's hands. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
With us again, the Executive Vice President of the American Hereford Association, Jack Ward. And one of the things we've talked with Jack before is about some of those cutting edge pieces of technology that's out there. The Hereford breed very much interested in making sure they're at the forefront of some of this technology as it's adopted. And that includes things like gene editing. Where do we stand, Jack?
Well, it's interesting you said that, Ron, because it was just a few days ago that there was a release put out by FDA that they actually had accepted a gene-edited animal that the folks, a red Angus bull, I think he's actually in Florida, and it was a slick-haired gene that they had, I can't remember whether it was an insertion, a deletion. We've been on the phone with the folks that done that. We wrote some guidelines and rules for our association that kind of govern gene-edited animals, and so it's becoming closer. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see some of that activity within the Hereford world. I think it's exciting. You know, it's a little bit scary. I'm not going to get in the middle of anyone's moral appreciation of that, whether they support it, don't support it. But it's part of the industry moving forward. I mean, we also already see it in seeds and, you know, corn and beans and so on and so forth. So it's going to happen in the beef industry as well, and we just need to be prepared on how to handle it.
Shifting gears, Jack, putting your steer judge hat on. The animals you saw this last week at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, what's different today about these steers that are walking through the show ring versus a few years back, maybe even further, you know, further back, 15, 20 years or so?
You know, Ron, it's interesting you said that. I kind of made a comment a time or two over the last couple of days that my idea of the right kind of market steer hasn't really changed, honestly, for a fair number of years. I mean, there's some differences here, tweaks there. You know, I think it's still incredibly important that they need to be sound in their structure. Their composition has to be right. They're market animals, right? Ultimately, they're market animals that we bring to a show. And so they've got to have those pieces, and combining those pieces all together is still where I like to see it. And I will tell you, I think that maybe the trend is a little bit shorter bodied, smaller frame cattle, a different kind of maturity pattern in general. I prefer to have them a little longer and have a little extension to them and yet keep that muscle and soundness to them. So it really hasn't changed. They're just making them better.
Many, many years ago, we had extremely tall cattle, and we had a period of some very short cattle. We kind of came back to the middle, didn't we?
I think that's right, Ron. It's interesting. There was a time when I was younger, obviously, we were actually having that discussion down before the show started. Bob May, who has an incredible eye for show steers and cattle in general, and he and his family have been very, very successful in this business. We were chatting. I was telling him about a story when I was at the North American, and as a kid, we had some cattle there, our family did, and he was there actually fitting on some Kiania bulls and how tall and framey they were, and obviously we did make a move from that. I was sharing with him I was managing a farm, an Angus farm in Kentucky at the time, and we had a heifer that had been very successful showing. She was calf champion a North American in Denver that year. And when I went to breeder as a yearling heifer, I had to get on a five-gallon bucket to breeder. And frankly, I thought to myself, this is not right, you know. And so we did moderate them a little bit. In the show steer world, we did go really hard on muscle and moderating them. And I think when we made that choice, we kind of fouled up their structure a little bit. You know, we kind of swing a lot of different places, honestly, in this world. And those cattle were probably a little too quick and structurally weren't right. And I think you're right on. We've kind of changed and decided, you know what, we got to make them correct in the right amount of size and frame with the muscle. And so I really like where we are today on that.
Jack Ward with the American Hereford Association. You got the beef buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 24th. It'll be happening on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time. 21,780 head to sell, including 7,600 feeder steers, 4,500 feeder heifers, and over 7,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.